Denver mayor, even with Title 42. Migrant surge threatens to leave people in cold. Our numbers are nothing compared to border cities. By Ian Hanchett on December 19, 2022. On Monday's edition of NBC's Now Tonight, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock stated that cities are really severely challenged with the number of migrants even with Title 42 in place. Acknowledged that what's happening in Denver is nothing compared to what's happening in El Paso and other cities like Tucson, Arizona. And feared that the strain being put on the shelter system, which is almost at capacity, if we're not there already, might render some people vulnerable to the Arctic blast that's about to come into our city, God forbid. Hancock said, "The way I look at it is, regardless of Title 42 being in place right now, cities are really severely challenged with the number of migrants and refugee asylum seekers that are coming into our cities. And so, the Supreme Court made its decision. Ultimately, there will be further deliberation next week. But right now, cities from San Diego to New York City, from Chicago to El Paso, including Denver, Colorado, are under stress trying to deal with the number of migrants that are surging into our cities." Hancock added, "We've had, since December 9, some 1,146 migrants come to the city of Denver. Nothing compared to what's happening in El Paso and other cities like Tucson, Arizona. But comparatively, proportionately, that is a challenge for a city like Denver, Colorado. We've spent in excess of $800,000, probably close to $1 million now, and that puts a stress on our city finances and our situation. We've also had our shelters being overrun with migrants and asylum seekers trying to seek shelter." He also stated that we're almost at capacity, if we're not there already, and unfortunately, it might render some people vulnerable to the Arctic blast that's about to come into our city, God forbid. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.